In our first story, we find out what happens when you open your heart and break into song for the girl who may or may not be the one. In our second story, we take you to Thailand, where a Stanford alum dares to break into song to honor a very unlikely request. In our third story, we go to France to find out what happens when two lifelong enemies break into song together. Right as we started investigating what it means to break into song, we met Danny Smith. Danny runs a Stanford student group called the Red Couch Project. They capture the stories and performances of independent artists in an online video series. Danny told us about Chris Wirth, a Stanford graduate, now independent artist, who is coming to town for a Red Couch Project show. On the night of Chris's performance, Danny interviewed him about a song he improvised for a girl he loved. It'll be up to you to decide what you think of the song, but as for the consequences of improvising, well, when you break into song, sometimes you break things.
Yes, my name is Christopher Wirth, and this is Wirth Music.
Jackie gonna leave it, that's a matter of fact. She always got the wind at her back.
Back in February, singer and songwriter Chris Wirth came to Stanford to put on a concert for the Red Couch Project. A few days before the concert, I called him to talk about his set, and at one point he told me about a time that he broke into song, and the consequences of that moment. This is the story of what happened.
Here we go. Take one. No, I'm just kidding. There's nothing takes.
Yeah. Don't you want to put your mouth closer to the mic? Sorry.
So it starts at a warehouse party in Oakland, California. And there, Chris meets a girl. And she's that kind of girl. The girl that all your friends tell you you're really gonna love before you meet her. And then, bam, there she is.
She's wearing some huge, like, golden afro wig and, like, this ridiculous 80s, like, spandex outfit. And she's a pretty good-looking woman, so I was immediately like, oh my goodness, hello. And she ran up to me and jumped on me and straddled me, like, immediately.
Pretty soon, that encounter and that girl will make Chris break into song. He calls the song and the girl Mrs. Rosie, so that's what we'll call her too. Anyway, as the night went on, things between Chris and Mrs. Rosie got more intense.
And then later we went to her house and I was helping cut one of her friend's hair, like her dreadlocks, like in a bowl around. And there was this moment in the bathroom of cutting the hair where like this extremely intense attraction developed out of nowhere. It was like palpable in the room. You know, other people were uncomfortable. You know, some of those moments in life when you meet somebody and it's just completely different energetically than meeting any other people, you know, few and far between.
Yeah.
The fire.
Chris and Mrs. Rosie made out that night and felt like something was really developing between them. But they lived in different cities and the next day they went their separate ways. Chris moved back home to Portland to work on his album and Mrs. Rosie stayed home in Oakland. But they really thought that they might have something. They didn't have expectations, but thought it might be worth a shot, whatever it was. So one weekend, Mrs. Rosie came to visit Chris.
The first night we spent together was really bizarre. It was like the magic was gone, but we were dedicated to how strong we had felt, so we were going to get through it. And we stayed up all night. It's funny because we never had sex. But I spent the night with her, you know, a couple nights, you know, but it was very tame in some ways.
Clearly, this wasn't what either of them had expected, but they kept trying to make things work. Mrs. Rosie went back down to Oakland, Chris stayed in Portland. They kept in touch with emails and texts, and they even talked on Skype, but they never recovered the heat from the spark they'd once shared. This went on for, well, a while, but Chris and Mrs. Rosie felt like something had connected them, but at the same time, things were falling apart. Chris could never quite find the words to tell this to Mrs. Rosie. But then, one night, he did.
I didn't know what the song was going to be. I didn't really know the chords or anything. But I just started playing this riff, and I was like, oh, the fire is really hot right now. Like, it's the same energy as I felt when I met her. Same kind of thing when the inspiration is strong. It's, a deep presence. So I'm trying to sign on to Skype and contact her. and it won't, like, it just will not work. And I was like, you know what, I'm just going to record this on my phone. Just I got to get it. It's going now. Like, it's coming right now, and it's got to be laid down right now, whatever this is. So I press record on my phone and just start playing. And as I'm doing that, Skype turns on. I'm like, oh, great, now. But I'm like, okay, I'm going to keep going. I've already started the song. I'm just going to play the song from start to finish and see what it is.
So I have it here, actually, and I just wanted to play a short snippet and then sort of...
Like, the heater is in the back room, like, going... You can hear it in the recording. It's really bizarre. Like, that electric sound.
Yeah.
That there's, like, spirits in the walls of the house, just, like, time to play.
So right now she's on Skype.
She's not listening right now, but right as that's gone, I've signed on, so she has seen me sign on, probably is thinking about me. And I'm imagining this conversation with her that I was trying to have in freestyle form, basically, which... That's why I like this song, because it's really conversational. I mean, it's literally just the simple truth, and it's not pretending or trying to be anything other than, like, I just wrote this little song about this situation.
I want to make you happy. I want to see you cry.
I don't want to see you cry.
Oh, I don't want to see you cry.
No, I was born to make you happy.
Ah, okay, okay.
Like, there's purpose here.
Yeah. Don't you know I love thee, and I know thee deeply, profoundly. This is what we're made. How I love thee. Look on your face. When I tell you to
So half of this song is really lovely. You might say it's exactly what you'd expect from a love song. I was born to make you happy. I don't want to see you cry. But about halfway through the song, it changes. The sassafras in your ass, babe. Why you gotta be so rude? Whoa, 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 whoa. What's the sassafras in your ass? Why you gotta be so rude? What? It's as if through improvisation, Chris is saying something he didn't quite mean to say, or something he didn't quite know he felt, and perhaps he didn't even realize he was saying it. So Chris had the recording on his phone. He didn't have to send it to Mrs. Rosie. He could have just kept it for himself, but he sent it to her anyway.
What does she say when you...
Oh, I don't think she thought it was a very good song. Yeah, I don't think she cared. I think the whole point, I guess if I had expected an answer, it would have been what I got, which was nothing. No response. Did you get it? Yeah. Okay, cool. So you got it. All right, so you listen to it. Yeah. Cool. Moving on.
It?
Yeah. If I remember correctly. And then the relationship was over within, you know.
That song cost Chris, but... He doesn't regret it. He actually loves the song.
You know, I just don't care. I love this. I love this. I love singing it. It's the first song I'm going to sing tonight.
For Chris, the song isn't about what happened. The song isn't even about reality. Well, technically it is, but it's really about more than that. It's about capturing something in the moment, something that flows through you. It's about what Chris called the fire. When you break into song, you can't predict the end result. You let a chord progression take over. You let lyrics, rhythm, emotion take over. You accept the consequences without really knowing what they'll be beforehand. When you break into song, sometimes you break things. But what Chris told us is that it isn't just about the consequences.
Yeah, it's about presence. Or being present and fully aware. So that's really what that recording is. It's not even about the lyrics. It's about being present with emotion. I felt like connected outside of myself. I wasn't even moving my mouth. It was just coming out.
In flow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This piece was created by Danny Smith and myself, Victoria Hurst. It features music from musician Chris Worth. You can find out more about the Red Couch Project at youtube.com/redcouchproject or at our website, storytelling.stanford.edu.